of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This is part 3 of the series, How to Obtain Eternal Life. Everything said in the previous videos of this series does not take away the need to convert and to help others. Personal conversion is a day-to-day process. No one can say that he is already sufficiently converted and that he cannot improve anymore. No one can say that he is good enough and that he no longer needs more. No, the path to God is an infinite path that must be walked every day moving forward. The holier you are, the more you can help others with your example, prayers, and sacrifices. And God can give them extraordinary graces with which they can achieve their conversion and final repentance. For this reason, our Mother the Virgin Mary said in Fatima, "Pray and make sacrifices for sinners, because there are many souls that go to hell, because there is no one who sacrifices or prays for them." Going to Mass every day, saying the Rosary, and having moments of adoration before the Blessed Sacrament are important practices for our spiritual growth. We must all lead a Christian life, avoiding all serious sin, because the best guarantee of salvation is to lead a life of authentic Christianity. And any postponement of conversion is lying to ourselves that we want to save ourselves. The Jesuit theologian Ladislaus Boros used to say, "No one is saved or lost by chance. It cannot be that someone is lost eternally by chance, because during his life, he never knew anything exactly about God, because he was born into a family in which he never experienced what it is to love, and for the same reason, could never have one true experience of God, who is love. Nor can he be lost forever who did not believe in a God whom he conceived of purely as the fruit of a law or as a tyrant who rejected him. No one is condemned without having decided with all his being, in total clarity and in full conscience, against Christ. But neither is anyone saved without having willingly embraced Christ with all the strength of his spirit." What is it that assures us that at the moment of death we will make the right decision? There is no other measure than our sincere conversion. If we want to be in eternity, we must begin right now. Our definitive conversion must be seated with partial conversions from now on. We must convert right now if we sincerely long for conversion at the time of death. Any postponement of this previous conversion is an existential lie. Certainly, if we want to save ourselves, from now on, we must live a life of salvation and love for God and others. Unfortunately, there are many who live as if God does not exist because they do not believe in him. But does he exist? Who can make them make up for the lost time of having lived without loving him? It is not enough that we go to heaven as soon as possible. This life is an opportunity that God gives us to learn to love, to sanctify ourselves more and more, to grow in his love and in love for others. Our heaven will be as great as the measure of our love. According to the capacity for love that we have achieved in this world, this is how our happiness will be eternally. Not everyone will be equally happy in heaven. For this reason, it is necessary that we make good use of the time of our life and try not only to sanctify ourselves more each day, but to help others on the path of God, on the path of love. We cannot live locked up in ourselves. To be a Christian is to be a missionary, and we must evangelize and help others. To grow spiritually, the best way is the Mass. Mass is the greatest and most sublime action that takes place on earth because it is the work of Christ. Someone has said that Mass is heaven on earth, and Pope St. John Paul II said that the Mass is a mysterious participation in the heavenly liturgy. It is truly a glimpse of heaven which opens on the earth. For this reason, when celebrating Mass, all the saints and all the angels are present in union with our Mother, the Virgin Mary. Hence, there can be nothing more effective as a means of sanctification than daily Mass and Holy Communion. Confession will also help us a lot, at least monthly, but in these times that we are all being purified, it is recommended to confess at least every 15 days. The daily visit to the Holy Blessed Sacrament, the praying of the Holy Rosary, reading God's Word, and personal prayer. Also, having a spiritual director, who needs to be a priest, who can advise us in our doubts, problems, and help us grow exponentially in our faith. will be very effective to advance more safely and more quickly on the path of God. And do not forget to do the apostolate or the mission of the apostle. One feels happy to share one's faith, and we must all illuminate the path of our brothers and sisters and be missionaries with them. We must get many adorers to visit the Holy Blessed Sacrament. We must help many sick people to commit to offer their sufferings as sick missionaries and encourage all to belong to a spiritual community that can help them in their growth. It can be any group or community approved by the Catholic Church, and make sure the group or community also has a priest as a spiritual director. To all those who wish to be saints, our 99 Catholics channel, we address these words from the bottom of our hearts as friends, brothers, and sisters. Live each day as if it were the last day of your life. Live for eternity. Life is worth so much. Do not waste it on vices and pleasures. Give it an eternal meaning. Even if you are young, think that your life is fragile and can be broken at any moment. Don't forget about God and your religious obligations. Do not think that God does not see you or that you can offend him and nothing happens. God has patience and mercy, but he is also justice. Make every moment of your life make you feel proud of how you live and how you have lived. If you died today, would you be prepared to die? Are you satisfied with your life? If necessary, rectify the course and start a new life today, because today the rest of your life begins. You have never been older and you will never be younger than today. Time does not wait for anyone. It does not stop, and you will soon grow old if you reach old age, and then the end will come. And God as Father will ask you to account for your life. Are you ready? You are so precious to God. Jesus died for you and shed his blood for you, and he would be willing to do it again. For him, you are the most important person in the world. He loves you so much that any time of the day or night that you want to talk to him, he listens to you. God is always by your side, and he follows your steps, and he sees everything you do and stop doing. Remember also that he has given you a very good mother, who is the Virgin Mary, to take care of you and cover you with her mantle and protect you from all evil and all power of the evil one. That is why you should always call her and she will come to you. Talk to her, pray with her. The Virgin Mary always listens to us despite the fact that we cannot see her. Even if our eyes are stained with sin, our Mother the Virgin Mary loves us so much. The heart of the Virgin Mary is the same heart as the heart of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Virgin Mary is constantly in the presence of Jesus, so our prayers can flow through her to Jesus. And do not forget that you have by your side a good angel, your guardian angel, who is your faithful and loyal friend, who never leaves you alone. He will even be with you in purgatory on your right side. Have you ever asked your guardian angel for help? Have you thanked him for so many times he resolved your problems? When you have problems, ask for help, confess, and go tell your problems to our dear Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament of the altar. There are many live Blessed Sacraments on the internet in this modern world that we live in. Jesus is the friend who always waits for you and will never let you down. Jesus loves you and says to you with love, "Do not be afraid, just trust me." May you be happy. It is our best wish for you. May you be a good Catholic, and may your life bear much fruit for others. Always do good to everyone and never hurt anyone, and God will be happy with you, his child. Brother, sister, friend, may we one day meet in heaven to eternally enjoy the happiness that has no end forever and ever. May God bless you, your brothers, sisters, and friends from the 99 Catholics channel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.